إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For the existence of man on the face of this earth, he depends on many things. When he's born, he depends on his parents. And as he progresses through the passage of time, he depends on his teachers, his educators. And as time progresses, he depends on his wife. Until a time comes when he has children and he becomes old and weak, and now he's dependent on his children. There's only one being that can claim that he's independent, and that is Allah. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَةُ Allah is ghani, and every creation of Allah is dependent. No human can claim that I'm independent, no matter how rich he may be. Only Allah is ghani. And in this process of life, we are dependent on different individuals. And this molds and forms the future of the human being. When a child is born and is in the lap and the company of his mother, then the discussion, the environment that is found in that home, that defines what the future of this child will be. If the environment is suitable, if the environment is conducive, if the environment is filled with values and ethos, then this human being, when he will grow up to be a man one day, grow up to be a woman one day, those very principles will be found in the life of the child. And if that environment is unstable, the parents are unstable, the family unit is unstable, the emotions are unstable, then this child grows up to be unstable. And if we have to take a survey and see the many children around us in schools, whether it's in madaris, whether it's in universities, ask the educators what challenges they are facing. In the past, we never heard of ADH, ADHD, or ADD, or the absent parent syndrome. All this were unfound. But see the challenges that we are facing now. That it becomes so difficult for us to deal with a learner, because behind him he's got so many challenges. Like I met one teacher, and he said there was one child who was constantly troubling me in that particular school. So he decided to investigate that what is the nature of this child? Why has he become so rebellious? When he investigated, he found out that this child hasn't eaten a decent meal for the last 2 weeks. The child hasn't eaten a decent meal for the last 2 weeks. How can we expect such a child to focus on his work? How can we expect such a child to be focused? Because the family unit is not stable. Because the environment is not suitable for him as a growing up child. It has led to this disaster. And many of us, that our children may be suffering from this, but we may be unaware of this. Because bringing up your child is not confined to finance. A child is not dependent on money. A child is not dependent on finance. That's why a small child, you can throw a million in front of him, and you'll throw a small chocolate in front of him, what he'll opt for? To him, money means nothing. To him, love means everything. Compassion means everything. To him, bonding means everything. And this is what a parent will be remembered for. When a parent leaves this world, the child doesn't think of the millions and the properties and the assets the father left behind. The child reminisces the good times that he had with his father. The bonding moments they had together. Whether it was clean fun in the form of fishing. You must hear them speaking of the experience and how they went fishing. And how hours he'll talk about how his father was fishing. And the good times they spent together. So this is that stable environment that we need. And unfortunately, the biggest factor that is lacking today in our homes is the factor of communication. There is an absence of communication between the spouses, the mother and father. And this has left a deep wound, has left a great vacuum in which the children have found themselves. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi quoted one hadith regarding Ibrahim ala nabiyyana wa alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife Sarah. And I want to show you from this incident that what was the bond of this marriage, this couple. The incident is famous. They were traveling through a land wherein there was a tyrant king, Jabbarum min al-Jababira. And his practice was that if anybody traveled in this land with a woman, and that woman was his wife, his spouse, then this evil king, this tyrant king, wanted to commit zina with her. But if it was told to the king that the woman that's traveling with this man is a sister, then he would refrain from that. So when Ibrahim ala nabiyyana wa alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling, then one of the men of the king brought this information to the king that huna imra'atun zati husnin wa jamalin, that a woman with exceptional beauty is traveling through our land and there's a man with him. So immediately Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is summoned to the court of the king and he asks him, who is this woman traveling with you? So he says, huwa ukhti, it's my sister. It's my sister. In reality, what is his wife? And the hadith mentions that he mentioned ukhti because he knew what was the way of the king to avoid that haram. But the beauty of this woman, that's why on the day of Qiyamah, when they will come to the different Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, requesting him to ask Allah to start the hisab kitab for intercession, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will say, كَذَبْتُ ثَلَاثَ كَذِبَاتٍ, I've spoken three lies. In reality, it's not a lie. According to the ulama, it was tawriya. It was his sister in Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. So nevertheless, her beauty was of such phenomenal beauty she had, that this king couldn't resist. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came back from the king, back to his wife, he said that this king summoned me and asked me your identity, and I had told him that you are my sister. فَلَا تُكَذِّبِينِ فِيهِ, then do not contradict the version that I have given to the king. That means what I am saying, you also say. فَلَا تُكَذِّبِينِ فِيهِ. From here the Shurra mentioned, we can understand what was the communication between husband and wife. because of miscommunication or because of no communication. We see nowadays such a disaster in the homes. Husband is doing something, the wife understands completely opposite of that. The wife does something, husband understands completely opposite of that. And that leads to disaster in the marriage. The stability in the marriage. That's why from the stability of marriage, you get stable children. And when you get stable children, you get the leaders of tomorrow from those families. An unstable environment is an unstable marriage. Unstable marriage is unstable children. And unstable children is unstable society for the future. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, do not... I'll finish this riwayat. So he couldn't resist. So he summoned the wife of Ibrahim to commit haram with her. So when he advanced in haram, advanced towards her, committed zina with her, Allah paralyzed his whole body. Paralyzed. That's why the ulama mentioned, if our intention is to remain afif and chaste, Allah will create avenues for us to remain chaste and afif. But the intention, the desire must be there. Ask ourselves, when nikah is taking place nowadays, is our intention to remain afif and chaste are there? There are three people, Allah's help is with them. Thalathun, awnullahi haqqun alayhim. Allah's help is lazim upon them. Al-mukatabu alladhi yuridul ada. A person who is owing somebody some money and he wants to pay off his debt, sincerely want to pay off his debt, Allah helps him to settle that debt. When you took that loan and your intention was to settle that loan, Allah helps you to settle that loan. And the second one, وَالنَّاكِحُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ. A person who is entering into marriage and his intention is to remain afif and chaste, Allah's help is with him. So this woman was a chaste woman, a wife of a Nabi. Allah created divine intervention to protect her from the hand of this haram person. Examples are replete of this. Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was seduced by Zulaykha, what he said? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He resisted the haram. He feared Allah. His intention was to stay away from haram. Allah divinely protected him. Those doors that were locked, Allah divinely opened it for him to come out from that situation. So what I was saying is that when we have a stable marriage, we have stable children. And from the stable union and marriage, who was born? The son of Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Ji. Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, who became a Nabi. Allah creates that. Then Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam comes in that same generation. And I recited the verses of the Quran. Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Yaqub al-maut. Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Yaqub al-maut. Were you present when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was about to breathe his last? It's a very critical moment when a person knows he's in the throes of death. He's going to leave this world. Then he gives those advices which he feels is the best that helped him in his life to his children. What Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam left, or what was his wish and desire when he was about to breathe his last? He gathered all his children. He asked them one question. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Oh my beloved children, who are you going to worship after my demise? Who are you going to worship after my demise? This question comes from a parent, comes from an environment of a stable home, that he has this confidence that I've brought my children up in a good way. I've brought my children with proper values and principles. So the reply was equally to the task. قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكْ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدًا. That we will worship your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rabb of Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. So this is the family environment which we need to develop in our homes. the constant altercation between husband and wife, the constant bickering between husband and wife, which has become widespread today. Let us ask ourselves, what have led to this situation? What has led to this situation? Because the values of the home has changed. The mindset of the home has changed. The priorities of the house has changed. So each one's values and principles is different in the home. There is no synchronization. The mother is in her own direction. The father is in his own direction. Each child in his own direction. To such an extent, like one alim very beautifully given an example, our houses have become like hotels. Our houses have become hotels. Everybody eating meals at different times. We don't realize the importance of a family unit, of bonding together as a family. Look at another example Allah beautifully kept in the Quran of Luqman the wise. Allah had given him an opportunity of being a Nabi, and Allah had given him an opportunity of being Hakim, wise. He chose wisdom over Nubuwwat. He hailed from Africa. He was dark skinned. And if we open the tafsir and we go through why he had reached the stage of hikmat, there are many reasons why he says why Allah has blessed him with the stage of wisdom. But it's not the focus now. Allah names a surah after him in Quran. And Allah narrates the discussions that took place between father and son. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. And remember, when Luqman the wise advised his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, while he was giving him advice, how he addresses his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, يَا بُنَيَّ, that, oh my beloved son. Recently, I met somebody from India who was visiting. And he narrated to me a very thought-provoking incident that led me to this topic. That there was a person in Surat. He was a Banya. And he was very educated. He was one of the professors in a certain institution. But his children were not so academically inclined. So they never take much into academics. And he was a master in academics. Generally, the children follow whatever their parents take. So he was a very wise man. So he had another friend of his, whose children were also not so bright. So from morning to evening, his friend used to rebuke his child. Tum gada ho, you are donkey. You like this, degrade the child. But this professor was very intelligent. His son was also not very bright academically. But he opened up a small shop for him. And he said, you trade from the shop. And on a daily basis, the son used to make mistakes. So after he used to finish his university, he used to come and see what the son has done. All the mistakes that were done, he used to sit down with the son and say, beta, this is what you've done, and this is the correct way to do it. Sit him down and talk to him. Today, that very son, the father has passed on, non-Muslim. He's one of the largest exporter of textiles from Surat. The same person. The same person. Let us not underestimate this bond and this relationship that we have with our children. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. So one is that bond. And one thing I want to mention, that no bond in this world will be stronger than the bond of Islam and Deen. Our own children, and many of us may have witnessed this, our own children, as they grow up in life, And if we instill the values of dunya, of amassing wealth, and our discussions with them is only based on dunya, a time will come where their thought will only be dunya. A time will come where they will alienate us, they leave us one side. Because they will progress in the dunya. They'll have nothing else to talk about. And Allah forbid, they will start thinking that my father is gone backwards now. Because the discussion was only on dunya. They evolve on new ideas. The trends are changing. The fashions are changing. The technology is changing. I read a nice saying this morning that technology connects the world. Technology connects the world, but disconnected mankind. Technology has connected the world, but it has disconnected mankind. How true is this? Husband and wife sitting next to each other. We had one incident of this nature. Sitting on the same bed in the same room. For the husband to get the wife's attention, he has to send a WhatsApp message. We reached the stage. One parent told me, in order for me to get the attention of my children, I have to off the Wi-Fi and stand by the Wi-Fi router. Then all my children will come running, the Wi-Fi is not working. This is what we have become reduced to. وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ Luqman the wise, he gives advice to his son. Not how you must amass the things of this world. Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, La tushrik billah. Don't ascribe partner with Allah. Advise our children on deen. Instill Islamic values, Islamic principles. Nurture them on Islam. And that child will become an asset for you. That child will become an asset for you. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person passes away, then all a person's actions terminate, except three actions. Sadaqatin jariyatin. You contributed towards an avenue of perpetual reward, a masjid, a water well. You contributed towards a person's education, you empowered him. You made him something. And he will do good, you will continue to receive the reward in your grave. Aw ilmin yuntafa'u bihi. Allah had blessed you with knowledge. You passed on that knowledge. And sometimes we think that this is reserved for the ulama. It's not reserved for the ulama. You taught one ordinary person how to read Surah Fatiha correctly. You taught one ordinary person to read At-Tahiyyat properly. As long as he will read Salah and Surah Fatiha and At-Tahiyyat, he will get the reward. You taught him to read Kul Huwallahu Ahad, he will get the reward. Aw ilmin yuntafa'u bihi. You pass away, as long as he'll practice upon it, he'll teach it to his children and the generations and generations, you'll continue to get the reward of that. And the third one, أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. You leave behind a pious child. You leave behind a pious child who will make dua on behalf of you after you pass away. أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. In one narration of Abu Dawood, Nabi ﷺ said, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا, that no parent can give a better gift to his child min adabin hasanin, and give him good character and good morals. That's the best we can give to our child. We know the famous incidents of Marwan bin Abdul Malik. He was a wealthy king. He was a wealthy king. And he had many sons who boasted on the wealth of their father. They inherited it. On the other hand, from that same family, Allah had blessed Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, who was known as the second Umar. His justice is known. We must read the incidents of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, the discussions he had had with his son. Hair-raising incidents. So somebody came to complain to him that you haven't left any wealth for your children. You haven't left any wealth for your children. He said, if they fear Allah, there's nothing for me to worry about. Because their taqwa will take care of their finance. And if they don't fear Allah, then what's the need for me to worry about it? They don't fear Allah. A time came, and history only proves this.
were the very children of the king, Marwan, who inherited millions and millions of gold coins. A time came where they were beggars on the steps of the Jamia Masjid of Damascus. They became beggars. And the children of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, because of the taqwa and the piety, in one majlis, they were giving 100 horses in a path of Allah. Look at the environment from home. Umar bin Abdul Aziz and his wife also came from the royal family. He had taken all her jewelry that she had received from her parents unlawfully and gave it back to the Baytul Mal. From that home, taqwa came out. From that home, piety came out. And from that piety, children came out. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. We make this dua. Oh Allah, bless me with pious children. Piety starts from us. If we are pious, we have correct values in us. Our spouses have the correct values in her. Then that will lead to a stable environment. And when we have a stable environment, we'll have stable children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq and the ability to create this environment in our home. Nowadays, every home are having challenges. The challenges is because deen is not there. The stability of the marriages are not there. Because we have moved away from Allah. When the husband moves away from Allah, when the wife moves away from Allah, the priorities become... It's very difficult to say these things. When everything is on social media, whatever happens in our home, advertised against Allah, breaks every command of Allah, breaks every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can we expect barakat in such a home? How can we expect such a barakat in our home? I'll culminate with this hadith. Everybody is looking for barakat, unity in our houses. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever enters his house and does three things. Firstly, Allah will create love and unity in that house. Allah will remove all financial problems from that house. Allah will create proper environment in that house. Three things. When you enter your house, make salam. When you enter your house, make salam. Whoever is there, loudly make salam. Nowadays, when we walk in the house, we're on the phone. And when we're leaving the house also, we're on the phone. Salam when we enter the house. Number two, read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina when we enter the house. And number three, read Surah Ikhlas. Kul huwallahu ahad. It's a hadith this. If these three things are read when we enter the house, shaitan goes away from that house. Love and unity comes in that house. Risk is increased in that house. Mahabbat is increased in that house. That house becomes a different place altogether. Allah bless me with the tawfiq and the ability to practice on what have been said. Give all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.